Innocent, it's coming up to 20 minutes to 3 here on Phoenix FM. Brian will be here with Drive at 3 o'clock. We haven't talked much sport this afternoon, but here we go. John Steele is manager of Dagenham Redbridge and joins me on the phone right now. John, good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm fine, my good friend. You had a long trip on Saturday down to Plymouth, but you came back with a point. Were you happy with that?
Yeah, I was. You always want to win, and I think if you look at our results, we don't draw many. I think that's because we always try and win, but if you get a draw away from home, having tried to win, I think you've got to be happy with that.
Let's just quickly go back to the transfer window. Were you happy with what you achieved?
No. We would like to have certainly done one more, but unfortunately, although we had some things going, the financial side of it didn't really work. And we lost out to another club. But listen, that's all part and parcel. We managed to bring in Ben Strevens, who we like. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm happy with that. But it would have been nice to have done one more.
I think the fans are happy with that, with the Strevens decision as well, because he was popular when he was with the club before, and so he's going to be popular again. So, and of course, and then that brings about the Benson versus Strevens coming up very, very shortly as well.
Absolutely.
That's going to be a good one. Let's talk about Saturday then. Visitors Cheltenham, what sort of problems are they going to bring?
Well, I think they're a side that are going well this year. They've been going well for a couple of years. They've brought in some players, obviously Paul Benson being one. So, they're sort of putting a lot of finance to their challenge. So we understand this is going to be a tough game. But, when you're at Dagenham Redbridge, with greatest respect, we expect tough games every week. Most teams that we play are bigger than us and, bigger clubs than us. So we understand that, it's a hard sort of time for us all the time. So there are no surprises there.
John, you're currently 16th in the table. Where do you realistically think that we could be at the end of the season?
Well, I thought at one stage, if I'm being honest, I felt we really could threaten the playoffs, but I think when we lost Dwight, I think that was a bit of a blow in terms of the amount of goals that we could get. And I look at some of these nil-nils, 1-1s, 1-alls, 2-1 losses and things like that. And someone like Dwight could have changed that for us. So, where our thoughts maybe were on that at the start of the season, if we can get around the middle of the table, I think we'd look back and say that's been a decent season for us.
But, John, you've got this incredible talent of you personally finding these youngsters and then selling them on a little, developing with Dagenham and then moving on and reaping the rewards from that. And that's a policy you're continuing, surely?
No, it's a policy that we have to have. Every year financially is a battle for us. And, if you're talking about, John Steele, the football manager, I don't want any of these boys to go. I look back and think of what a team we could have if we weren't the club that we are. But, we are that club. And we have to make sure that we can keep trying to find young players, young hungry players, make them better. And if we can do that, we then perhaps get an opportunity to move them and finance the club. It's very, very difficult financially. It really is difficult. And, it's the thing that we have to do. Do we enjoy doing it? No, we don't, because we want to make our team better. But do we understand we have to do it? Yes, we do.
Of course. John, we'll talk very much throughout the year on this programme. Thank you very much for your time today, and we wish you luck against the chance. Thank you, John, and see you soon,
my friend.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
John Steele of Dagenham Redbridge there, and they're up against Cheltenham Saturday, and I'll be there, of course. And if you're going, enjoy the match. It is 2:45.